It's Lee David at 2014 World Series of Poker. My guest on Life Outside Poker this week is Eric Froelich, and we're going to talk about Magic the Gathering. Eric, how did you get into that game first and foremost?
Magic? Well, it was 1994.
Long time ago.
20 years ago, I was 10. And some of my friends in school, in fifth grade, I guess, were playing Magic. And so I had my dad go with me to the store and bought the game, and I couldn't understand the rule book. He ended up reading the whole thing. It was pretty thick, and explained the game to me. And I played with him and my brother and some friends, and basically everyone in school played in 1995.
Right.
Boys, girls, everyone in class. That was what we did during our breaks. Everyone played Magic. By sixth grade, no one was playing except for me and one or two other kids. But I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the competition, and it was something that, you know, I stuck with.
I was in the library the other day, and I picked up a set of cards myself. Mm-hmm. I've got a 13-year-old boy. We didn't understand the rules, and we still haven't played it. But how do you go from that situation to actually playing competitively?
Competitively didn't really exist as much back then. It was just they just basically started the Pro Tour. It wasn't, you know, a big thing. It was basically you have to, like, call in and to get your slot at the Pro Tour. It wasn't necessarily something that there was a lot of competition for. The bigger tournaments kind of started up a few years after that, and it just so happened that one of the first Grand Prix, you know, the thing that basically has been feeding the Pro Tours for the last, like, 17 years, just happened to be in D.C., which is where I lived. And
right.
I begged my parents to let me go. I was 13. And they allowed it, and I made top 8 of that, and so, that kind of fueled my competitive spirit. Like, I played a lot locally, which the competition was actually pretty good, but it's not certainly the highest level, and I was just winning week after week after week, and I was a very brash teenager, and I think I would annoy myself if I could go back and play. But, I was very, you know, brash and pompous and pretty arrogant and knew that I was the best despite being a kid, and I enjoyed that, you know, beating the adults, I guess. So, it was just something I kept doing.
Did you have to pay for the privilege to play back then?
It's always worked very similarly. Every tournament has entry fees, every tournament has prizes.
So you wasn't just begging your mum and father to let you play, you were after a bit of money to get in the game as well, right?
Well, yeah. It's hard for me to remember the situation. I worked, like, some part-time jobs, like umpiring Little League and doing things like that that didn't pay much, but I really wasn't playing Magic for much either. I wasn't buying the expensive cards. I was playing the weekly tournament that was $5, and I think my dad played it a lot too. And, you know, it's $5. It's not, you know, I don't think my parents had too many problems. I was probably a little bit too spoiled as a kid. I think people on the outside might not necessarily view me as spoiled at all, but, you know, looking back on it now, I definitely think that I had everything that I ever wanted. So, they didn't really mind paying my entry fees. I enjoyed it. I was honestly making money if I ever wanted to sell my cards, because there's prizes every week, and I won, like, extremely consistently, like 30-something weeks in a row kind of consistently. And so, you know, it was good, and I was playing, you know, more competitive tournaments that paid, like, scholarship winnings, and I was winning consistently, and I've made a decent amount of money in Magic. You know, I've profited, you know, six figures and helped pay for my college and travel around the world, so it did a lot of good for me.
And I was talking to Gabra Masith the other day, and he told me he met you through the game, and he said you still play today, is that true?
Yeah, I kind of took a few years off when poker became bigger in my life after I won the first couple bracelets. I was, you know, 21, 22, and, you know, a lot of my friends had kind of quit playing Magic. Magic was something that I traveled the world to do because I saw so many people that I was such good friends with that I didn't get to see as often. And so that was one of the big appeals to me. Once I had the competition outlet from poker and I was doing well in that, it didn't really have the same need that I had before, but I still loved Magic. I would read the new cards, I would watch the coverage, I would see what was going on every now and then, but I didn't really play any tournaments for about 5 years, and they ended up giving me an invite back to the Pro Tour, a special invite for being, you know, poker player and promoting Magic through poker media and outlets. So they invited me back, and I did very well my first Pro Tour back, and I kept qualifying for more and more, and ended up top eating the World Championships that year, and, you know, I've had some of the best results of anyone the last few years, like, better than my results were when I played, like,
when
seriously.
When you was that teenager, you would have annoyed yourself.
Yeah. No, I think I was better about things by the time I was, like, a competitive player, 17, 18, but definitely 13 to 15, I was a real pain in the ass.
So I just walked around the Rio looking for someone to interview, and I look at you and I think, I'm going to interview Eric Froelich. You know, he's a top professional poker player. He's well known. Is it the same when you're at Magic the Gathering? Are you well known? Are you popular there?
Feels weird to answer that question with yes, because, you know, it sounds like you're...
Nice, I mean, it's just...
But, yeah, I mean, it took more time. I think when I came back to the game in 2010, no one really knew who I was. I had a pretty successful past, but I hadn't really played in a while, and, you know, it's a game that is ever-changing, and it's gotten so much bigger, and people just don't necessarily know. Who, like, not that my results were great back in the day, they were good. You know, I was... There was a time period in like 2002, 2003 where people would talk about me, you know, being one of the best in the world or probably the best in the country, but you know, a lot of Americans quit for poker, so it was made a little bit easier. And nowadays, my results have been really good, some of the best of anyone over the past couple of years, and so whenever I go to a tournament, I definitely get a lot of people who are asking me to take pictures and sign things, and you know, which is awesome. Like, it's great that people recognize your accomplishments and they look up to you, and yeah, it's really fun.
And what's the link? Why have so many great poker players come from Magic the Gathering? What is the link? You know,
there's so many.
What are the similarities? You know,
the games are very similar. Reading people, bluffing, strategy, math, getting into your opponent's head, figuring out why they're doing what they're doing, planning ahead. You know, planning streets ahead, planning turns ahead in Magic. It's the games are so similar. Plus. I think it was my dad actually who said this after I won my first race. He's like, because I came out off, I played on the WSOP ESPN final table, the video cameras, all whole nine yards, and I didn't feel the slightest bit nervous, and I had been playing poker for all of 3 days, live poker, I'm sorry, I've been playing poker for years, but I had never played a live tournament before the World Series that year. The first time, 2 days earlier, I was trying to figure out how to lift up my cards. Like, I'd never held cards before. It's just not something I'd done. And so... you know, he kind of explained, he's like, well, you've been playing Magic competitively for years. They put you under the lights and cameras playing for tens of thousands of dollars as a kid. It's like the perfect training ground. I'm like, you know, you're exactly right. That's what it, that was a huge thing. Like, I never even thought about it. I never even thought about the pressure. I felt like I'd been there before despite having never been there before. And so playing for, you know, $350,000, which it was for my first bracelet, or playing for $10,000 when I'm 14, like, they're actually pretty similar. And so I think it really is a good training ground.
And if you had children of your own, which way would you push them? Magic, poker, or one before the other?
I'm not going to get into too many specifics of where I'm going to push my children. But, no, because I'm not really one to push children in general. They think they should find their own way.
Yeah.
If your dad's successful in multiple things, they're probably going to pick it up at some point in time. And whether they enjoy it, whether they don't, that's kind of up to them. I don't really like the poker lifestyle. It's not something I would promote to anyone. Mm-hmm. I think it's very tough, very stressful. A lot to deal with, but yeah, I certainly also wouldn't push anyone away from it. I just wouldn't encourage anyone to get into it. It's a lot to get into, so I think that can be very tough for young people to do. You have to have a good head on your shoulders, a good support system, because there will be a lot of swings emotionally, financially, everything. But yeah, I certainly encourage anyone to get into Magic. The Magic's just maybe the best game ever made. It's just so well done. And yeah, I mean, it's 20 years later, and I'm still enjoying it.
Is the luck element in Magic like it is in poker, or is it just all pure skill? Is luck as well?
Yeah, lots of luck involved. Luck of the draw, luck of... I mean, the best player is going to win a reasonable percentage of the time, but, I mean, unless there's a huge skill gap, it's not going to be that high.
So are you a Dungeons & Dragons type?
Not in any other thing else type. Never really played any computer games.
You never used to read the Ian Livingstone books at all?
I've also only read 3 books in my entire life. No, not really any of that kind of stuff.
You were just a kid who just picked up a game with his dad, went with it?
I was a kid who enjoyed sports and got hurt as a teenager and being more driven into Magic and liked using my brain and liked outthinking people, and poker just was perfect transition.
Well, it's worked out well for you, and let's hope it continues, and we see you bashing people over the heads in both sports. So, well.